school and the parents are off work and they can be together one day of the week. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's fine, but it's not true. It's not true because even you yourself work Sunday at times, I'm sure.
And, I have, yes.
And the media, you know, the newspapers work Sunday. The airlines all work Sunday. Duty-free shops, in fact, liquor. You can buy liquor, I think, 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and nobody seems to be worried about those people's families. Now, if the law, if everybody was closed Sunday, I'd be only too happy to go along with it.
All right, but is it, you believe that, but is it worth your money to keep fighting all these years?
Well, I think it is in this respect. Whether it's worth the money or not, I cannot truly say. I believe there's so many people behind me. When 9 out of 10 policemen tell you they wish you the best of luck, and the public come in and shake your hand and hope you win, and I've had many, many calls wishing me good luck regardless today, I think I'd be betraying myself and betraying the public by giving up at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Magner, for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Danson.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Toronto Furrier Paul Magner and his lawyer Tim Danson spoke to us from Toronto. One of the major retailers leading the battle for Sunday opening is Simpsons. Barry Agnew is an executive vice president.
Mr. Agnew, a week ago your stores were ready to open on Sunday. What are you going to do now?
What we're going to do now is not open, and further, we are going to close our store in Halifax and in Dartmouth this Sunday.
What about your stores out west in Alberta?
No.
They'll stay open. You were ready to defy the law. How do you feel now that the law's been upheld?
Well, basically, we were ready to defy the law because the law didn't have any teeth. It was in total disrepair, and it wasn't being enforced. And obviously, as a business, you have to protect your business. And basically, we put the cat in the pigeons just to do that. We've got the decision. Now it's up to the government to enforce the law they have. We're going to watch that very carefully.
And what you'll watch it very carefully for what?
To ensure that the law gets applied, which obviously to date has not been the case, despite the fact the law has been in existence for 15 years.
Some of the retailers, though, to whom the law has been applied, have just kept on being open anyway, no matter how many summonses they were served.
You bet. And I guess that's our dilemma. It became so widespread that finally, as of a couple of weeks ago, it became intolerable. So at least, right, well, whatever we did, we got a Supreme Court decision moved up, if nothing else. The decision at least now has been made. And it'll be interesting to see what happens this Sunday in the province of Ontario.
What do you expect to happen?
There'll be stores open. A lot of stores open, I would suspect.
Who do you want to see closed down on Sundays that'll keep you closed down on Sundays?
Everybody.
Everybody?
How can you have a law that doesn't only apply to some people?
Well, the Furrier in Toronto has been open for years, and that never prompted you to open.
That's true. However, I think what is the issue is that it becomes a question of, you know, how widespread do you make it. We've got concerns about the Ontario law as it's written. We believe it is highly discriminatory in terms of its application. How they exclude certain stores and don't exclude others, the whole concept of tourist zones and whatever that's supposed to mean. We will be making a presentation to the Ontario government about how we'd like to see that law amended to make it certainly more fair.
Well, the court ruled on the religious ground discrimination.
Well, they ruled that it was religious discrimination to close stores on Sunday, but they overrode that by Section 1 of the Charter.
That it was fair and equitable in a democratic society.
That's right. What they didn't rule on was Section 15, which is the whole discrimination issue, and I would suspect somebody will challenge that.
And do you want the Ontario government or the Nova Scotia government to change their ruling so you can be open or so that fewer can be open?
That fewer can be open, and preferably we'd like to be open. There's no question that we are strong advocates of Sunday shopping.
So either more people should be shut or everyone should be open, according to you.
Have it one way or the other. But having it halfway creates, frankly, an artificial economic situation, and unfortunately we're the unfortunates in that scenario. To say that when that act was written, I mean, it's so old that, frankly, it doesn't relate to today's society. To say Shoppers Drug Mart is a drug store is naive. 60% of their square footage is devoted to department store type merchandise. Anywhere from 25% to 50% of grocery stores sell department store type merchandise.
You're staying open in BC and Alberta.
Sure.
So are we in Ontario and Quebec and Nova Scotia just behind the times?
Of course.
Is this a matter of time that we'll all be shopping, or all the stores will be open on Sunday and people can shop if they wish?
I think it'll be inevitable.
Will you challenge this on the equality basis?
Oh, of course. We will work it through channels as far as we can, but if we have to worry about the equality issue, then I suppose we'll have to create a test case and go back to court.
Thanks, Mr. Agnew.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Barry Agnew is an executive vice president with Simpsons. He spoke to us from Toronto.